This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. May we be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And happy Easter to everyone. And I hope you get to enjoy the day today with some family. If not, just enjoy the day. It's going to be beautiful. And this upcoming week looks amazing. So let's enjoy it while we can, right? You just never know what the temperature is going to be like and the next, what it's going to bring us next, right? It just feels like it goes back and forth temperature-wise. Let's hope this is kind of what it's going to be like. So, anyways, we are, I was talking about getting lawns set, doing what you can. I wanted to just make sure that the reminder is out there that when it comes to reseeding this time of year, you can only, you can reseed at any time, right? Like I said, but if you're putting a crabgrass preventer down, make sure it is a crabgrass preventer that has the specific product in it to tell the difference between good grass and bad grass. So between crabgrass and regular grass. There's a starter fertilizer with a crabgrass control. That's what we're looking for to make sure our lawn doesn't get affected, right? And it doesn't kill the grass seed. So just a couple things with it, right? So if we're not doing the lawn this year and you're just looking to fertilize, go with the regular crabgrass control. Right? Regular crabgrass control. If you're looking to start a lawn, make sure you do a crabgrass control with a starter fertilizer, right? So if the fertilizer numbers in the middle are so high that they're higher than the other two, you're most likely looking at a crabgrass control with a starter fertilizer, which means that crabgrass control knows the difference between crabgrass and bluegrass, ryegrass, fescues, etc., right? So this time of year, it's important because if you've had crabgrass and you're looking to just fill in some of those spots, you need to use the correct fertilizer so you don't waste your money by just putting the crabgrass preventer down and then realize that it should have been the one with starter fertilizer and the one that knows the difference. So just keep that in mind as the this spring, if you're looking, right? The other thing, too, is if you read the back of the packages for a, you know, application one and application two that have a, have, you know, the crabgrass preventer and then the weed and feed, they actually say you cannot seed during weed and feed season as well. So that's something to keep in mind with everything here, right? So that's why if you're going to put seed down and you use the crabgrass with starter fertilizer, you're going to be fine. Whereas if you're putting crabgrass down and then the crabgrass preventer down, and then the next application you look to just put seed down, it doesn't usually work out the right way. It's not established enough, and it could affect your growth. So these are some things to be thinking about, right? It's not just about, you know, putting the seed down and hoping for the best. We got to make sure that all aspects are looked into. So I like to make sure that that is brought up multiple times a season, because I don't want you to, fail, right? I want to make sure that you have the ability to be successful. So, just keep it in mind. The other thing, this is the time of year where we're putting some sort of lime down or sulfur, depending upon what we're trying to do for the lawn, right? You know, a lot of New England has areas that are filled with clay, filled with heavy compact soils. So what are we going to do to take care of that? Right? So that's putting down sulfur, right? To break up some of the clay, break up some of the hard packed soil. Putting that down to help allow our soil to become more active, right? We put down lime, right? Lime helps bring the pH level up. A lot of New England has very acidic soils. So by putting lime down, it's going to bring it up. Right? That's what we need to do to bring those numbers up, right? So our pH levels, the ideal pH for a lawn is going to be like 6.5. Most of New England has acidic soil, so in the fives. So some things to be, looking at, and that's where the lime comes in. Now, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mark's in Ohio.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I have a question about some sort of spore that's growing in a small patch in my lawn. These small little things, they almost look like barnacles, and when you touch them, they burst into a cloud of this fine dust, and it's got me troubled because I know it'll spread like crazy, and I have pets that I really don't want breathing that stuff.
Okay, and they what color are they?
Well, they started in the fall, I believe, and they lasted through the winter, and the snow might have washed them out a little bit, and we've had a lot of rain this year. But they're brownish, light brown. Honestly, they really look like barnacles, but very fragile, loaded with this dark brown powder. And when you touch it, it just disperses like almost like smoke.
Okay. They're like, it's almost like, I want to say it's almost, they look like mini, very small, like mushrooms, just like rounded. Is that what it is, with like a little hole in the center?
Yes.
Okay. I've seen it before. I'm trying to think of the name of it. They almost look like a fungus called artillery fungus. I'm trying to think what else it could be. And it's in the lawn. It's not in like the mulch or anywhere else, like that. It's
well, actually, it's in a spot that is very close to some mulch. But okay. It is in the grass, but there's quite a bit of it, probably a 2 by 2 square foot area, and I'm sure it'll spread as soon as we get over it with the lawnmower.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's usually how it goes, right?
Right.
You know, there are some ways, because it's from what I'm seeing, what it sounds like is the artillery fungus, right?
Okay.
And it usually is over mulch, and it can move into those areas around it, and it's just something that kind of has to be removed, dug out and removed.
Gotcha.
I'm going to hit a break here. Hang tight for me. On the other side of the break, we'll go more into what we can do to help you with this. So hang tight. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we're talking with Mark. And from the description that we're getting, it seems like he has what's called artillery fungus. It's usually on mulch. Maybe some of that mulch kind of washed into the lawn, etc. Now, so the thing is, there's no real, like, fungicide or something along those lines to get rid of it. The real only way would be to, you know, kind of dig underneath it, remove it, and get it out of that area. I was looking during the break just to see what else there could be, and found a website from the Penn State Extension that was stating that mushroom compost is something that actually helps greatly suppress by about 40% of the artillery fungus sporulation, which means, you know, the growth of it. And it's super environmentally friendly. So, you know, there's the one thing I know could work to get rid of, you know, the spores as it goes. But there's no real way to just say, all right, one and done, here we go, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would, it's not an easy one where we just say, all right, this is what you do. It's I wish I could just give you a fungicide and say, get rid of it this way, right? There's just, unfortunately, I just can't on this one. So just keep that in mind. The probably the best way to do it is to, you know, take that area, kind of dig around it, almost like you're, you know, without using a sod cutter, because you shouldn't, but like, act like you're using a sod cutter, right? Just by digging it. Mm-hmm. So dig a square around it, and then go down a couple inches, kind of cut it out from underneath, because those spores don't go very deep. They're mostly on the top where you can see. So you right. have to dig it out. What they say to do is don't put it in like a, you know, compostable like bag. I don't know if in your area you have like the, you know, the paper leaf bags that you can just get rid of at the dump. These are, this is one that I would put in like a black trash bag to get rid of, because you don't want to move the spores, right?
Right.
So that's kind of, there's not a lot else you can do. It also they say that they will happen in an area where there's more moisture, or the water stays a little bit more, and mulch
we
holds moisture.
We have a clay soil.
Yeah, so that could be part of what's going on. So all that being said, what you could do to try and help that area is use a product like sulfur from Natural Alternative. The sulfur will help break down some of that clay soil. It's like a faster acting gypsum, right? Mm-hmm. So gypsum is the product that you could put down to help break down the clay. Sulfur from Natural Alternatives would do that, or you could use a Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green, right? Both of those will help break down some of the clay, which will then allow some of the moisture to go through instead of just sitting on the top of the soil, which long-term could help get rid of the artillery fungus as well. So, you know, might be looking at that in order to help take care of the fungus that's there.
What about a copper fungicide?
Yeah, everything I was reading says that no fungicide will do anything. I mean, you could definitely try it and see if it does anything.
Well, after the removal, any treatment that might prevent a return.
So, again, I don't think it's not something that you can prevent other than getting rid of the moisture that's there.
Okay.
Getting rid of some of the compact soils, right? Because it likes to stay in an area where it is wet and damp. Mm. And mulch, the idea is multiple facets. One, to keep moisture in your plants, but two, you know, a weed preventer. But the moisture that is keeping there is helping cause some of this. So,
gotcha.
You know, it's just looking to do something to the soil to break down everything underneath it, allow the water to flow easier, should then in turn help get rid of this long term for you. Okay.
Thank you, Patrick. Enjoy
right,
your
Mark.
Day with your.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye.
Bye bye. We'll be back.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
USA News Update. A murder in Florida of 3 teens by 3 other teens has the sheriff investigating that crime in an uproar. Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods lamenting not only the loss of the 3 young adults, but also the harm society is causing children who commit criminal activity. 2 suspects have been arrested, 1 still at large. The massive merger of Warner Brothers and Discovery could be going under the microscope.
A group of Democrat senators are asking the Justice Department to investigate the merger. Senators Elizabeth Warren, Joaquin Castro, David Cicilline, and Pramila Jayapal wrote to the DOJ's antitrust chief and the attorney general, alleging the company is harming workers and restricting the choice of consumers. The letter accuses the merger of Warner Brothers Discovery of enabling the company to adopt potentially anti-competitive practices. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Corey Myers, USA News.
are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I do believe we got another call on the line. Is that correct, Nathan?
Yes, Peter is in Pennsylvania.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Happy Easter to you and Nathan.
You as well.
Yeah. Okay, I got a question about, I saw something on my phone about something called humic earth or land. And it's it's supposed to really help with the yield on vegetables and even on the lawn.
Okay, so there's a soil additive, humic, humic acid.
Yeah.
Right. It helps with plant growth. Helps with a lot of different things.
Yeah, it's supposed to like take heavy metals out of soil and stuff. And
yeah, no, definitely. It's it's one of those things where, people look at it at first and they say, "Well, why am I adding acid to the soil?" We talk about trying to keep your soil alkaline or kind of in the middle here. But humic acid is a combination of a number of things: carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, sulfur, some phosphorus. It's kind of like what it looks to do for the lawn is it helps the water holding capacity for the soil, right? It increases the capacity for nutrients to be in there.
Yeah. Okay. You can use it on vegetable soup, like if you have vegetable garden.
Yeah, you can use it on a number of things. It's not just for like a lawn here, but it's kind of like a stimulant for everything that's going on in the soil to make it do a few different things a little bit easier, right? Uh-huh. So hold the moisture, get the nutrients to where they need to be. I think that's part of it. That's definitely worth helping it out.
Would you know anywhere where they would sell it?
The best bet is to be to Google it online. But there is a humic acid sold by
I think it's Live Earth or something like that.
Yeah, there's another one from Natural Guard from Fertiloom.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So any place that you might find VPG or Fertiloom would have it or should have it or have the ability to get it for you. A lot of times it's in a granular form.
Yeah, they'll have like a liquid too. This one company has a liquid.
Yep, and those, you know, that might be a... I'd have to look at it deeper to see if it was a concentrate or not. But if it was a concentrate, you know, mixing it up and spraying, it's almost like an application putting it over to help with it. You know, the best time to really be putting anything like this is to make sure you do it, you know, early morning or later in the day.
Okay.
So that it can work its best way. It can, you know, we want it to be absorbed into the soil, but we don't want it to, you know, to lose the effectiveness.
Right.
The other thing too, using it after you've done some sort of fertilizer, so the it's getting all of the fertilizer that you're putting down, all the microbes and everything. Right. So it's, you know, don't just do it and then say, all right, I'm going to fertilize later. You want to have it as kind of a little bit of a combination with your fertilizer, because it will work with your fertilizer to help build everything up and work better for you.
All right. And maybe like a general 10-10-10 or something?
Well, if you're using like your for a lawn, you could just use the regular lawn fertilizer that you were going to use. If you're going to use it for the garden... it could be a 10-10-10, it could be like a garden tone, it could be one of those, and all-purpose is fine. So just, you know, that's one of the things that you would look to do. Okay.
All right. And I have one more question.
Sure.
I'm putting peas and carrots in maybe next week sometime, and the next week. Do you think they'll be all right?
For you, I mean, I think they will be in the next week to 10 days. We're starting to see temperatures rise. The soil temperatures are just about in the 50s. Yeah. You know, we're kind of at the same level where you are. And I think you're going to be okay. Honestly, I think you're going to be fine if you do it next week.
Okay. Yeah, I got some lettuce out, and it seems like it's holding on. I got it under a cover, you know, under a row cover.
Yep. So, yep. Yeah. No, I definitely think you're going to be okay in about a week to 10 days.
All righty. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Patrick.
No problem, Peter. You have a great rest of your day and enjoy the Easter holiday.
All right. You too.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about a couple hours left, plenty of time for you know, for you to call in and ask some questions in regards to the garden. So we definitely are here for you. Coming up in about an hour and a half, around 9 o'clock, Karen from Natural Alternative will be joining us. We'll look forward to that, of things that we can start to do in the garden, because we're so close. We're that time of year. We're in the season. So let's enjoy it while we can, right? Because you never know what the temperatures are going to do going forward. So just, again, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here for another couple hours to help you out with the garden. You know, our area, we'll start getting out some of those coal crops into the garden, start getting things taken care of, and start, you know, getting ready for the full season ahead of us. You know, coal crops can definitely be done, right, in our area. We can start... you know, we can start getting those out into the yard without a problem. You know, and hopefully you'll be able to do a few other things in the next couple of weeks. Remember, our last frost usually is about May 15th to May 20th, right? So that time frame is when we will... have our last frost. So what does that mean? That means that's when we can put out tomatoes. That's when we can put out the cucumbers. We can put out the peppers, the squashes, you know, the corn. All of those types of veggies we can put out at that time frame. So we're still a month, a little over a month away. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Greg's in Keene.
Greg, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Happy holidays to you.
You as well.
Well, we're in Keene, so we're a couple hours north of you guys, about 100 miles or so. When can I plant grass seed?
So you're still probably a couple weeks away. The best way to really tell is when the forsythia start to bloom. Okay. When you start to see the forsythia really get there and fully bloom, like not fully bloom, but start to yellow up, that's when I would say do it. I'm looking at your soil temperatures at the moment here, and they're getting up there. You might not be as far away as you know. You might be 10 to 14 days.
Okay.
About, just based on, you know, the way it's been moving and the way it's been going. So I think you might be about 10 to 14 days away. But like I said, once you start to see the forsythia blooming, that means the soil is warmed up enough to start pushing those blossoms. And you should be able to put seed into the ground. Because it also means that crabgrass can start to form. So we want to try to do it before that crabgrass, right? So,
correct.
So we're about 10 to 14 days where you are. But I would, you know, I'd look at the temperatures, because I don't know if you're going to get the 80s like we are down in Massachusetts this week. You know, our temperatures are going to just kind of, could just ruin that and say it's a little bit earlier. So depending upon what you're going to have for weather, could change that. It could bring it to like 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, by the end of this week, we're supposed to be in the 80s, maybe lower 90s.
Yeah, so you might actually, by the end of this week, be able to put it down. The thing is if you put it down now, with the soil temperatures being as cold as they are, what it does is it slows down the grass seed from germinating. So if you were to take a grass seed that says, you know, 10 to 14 days to germinate, let's say, what it'll do is it could turn it into 21 to 28 days, or maybe even more, because it slows down the process and like freezes it to make it so it can't do what it's looking to do. So that could be, you know, that's the reason why we don't want to put it down too early. Because just the germination rate just slows down to like a crawl versus, you know, even if you were to put like a product like a fast grow, which is like a tri rye that, you know, sometimes says 7 to 10 days. If you're to put it down when it's too cold, it could take 14 to 21 days. Still a good germination rate, but we want to try and get it so it's healthy all the way through.
Okay. I understand. Well, thank you very much and have a happy Easter.
You as well. Thank you for the phone call, Greg. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. A lot of New England is warming up. We're going to see some great temperatures by the end of this week. It means things are getting ready. You're going to start to see things, the buds start to form on a lot of things. Leaves start to form. A lot of the maples in the area, I'm starting to see their buds form, right, fully. No leaves just yet, but they're getting there. You're going to start to notice those trees are budded and ready to start growing for the season. So, you know, it's something to keep in mind and get excited about, because it's spring. We're ready for it. We've been waiting for it. Now let's just hope that it continues this way. So our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. 1-800-516-1061. And we're gonna take a break here. When we get back, we'll talk more about the garden and what we can be doing. You know, can't be planting some plants, but what can we do in the garden to take and get it ready for the season? So, take a break. We'll be back in a few.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're all over the place when it comes to when we can start the lawn, right? And so, you know, it has a lot to do with soil temperatures. It has a lot to do with the weather outside. And with this weather coming up, you know, in the next few days here, I'd say by the end of this week, a lot of New England, lower, you know, into New Hampshire, southern Maine, you should be able to start putting the lawn together. Start putting it down. You know, on the Cape, the islands, Rhode Island, Connecticut, you could probably be putting it down now if you needed to, right? If you wanted to get that lawn going. It would be definitely worth it to get started early so your crabgrass can't, you know, start to take over or creep into the area. So definitely, you know, keep it in mind. It you know, it's early, but I think it is something that you can start doing, right? Even if we wait until the end of the week, that's fine too. Honestly, I think you're going to be all right by doing it. So keep that in mind. It's spring. Everything is starting to work, get itself ready for the season. And, you know, think about all the projects you're going to do. Get them taken care of. Get out and, you know, one of the things you should look at is start the lawnmower. See if the mower starts. Don't, you know, you don't have to mow. It's not time to mow yet. But check it out, right? Because as things start to wake up and it becomes more likely that you're going to need to mow, you don't want to go out there that day that you're going to mow, pull the cord or hit the button, turn, you know, pull the, do whatever you got to do to start it and it won't start. You know, I was driving through a neighborhood yesterday and I saw there's a, you know, I wish I had gotten the name because I would love to use them, but there's a mobile small engine repair service, in the area. And he was fixing somebody's snowblower, right? But small engine. Right? Mowers, weed whackers, chainsaws, those types of things, rototiller, right? A lot of people are probably trying to get those things taken care of now. Just imagine when the grass starts growing how long it's going to take to get taken care of. Because the grass will start growing quickly at one point, and if you don't have that mower to clean it up, it's going to be harder to bring back to take care of. So just keep that in mind. This would be the time that you should be doing some of that, cleanup, that checking on your machines to make sure that they actually work for you when you go to use them. The other thing, if you didn't clean up your tools for the spring from last year, get them cleaned up, get the dirt off of them, your pruners, your loppers, all those things. You know, my father would say, at this point in time, get out your gallon of WD-40 and start spraying everything down. That man loved his WD-40. It was his duct tape, as I've said many times. But we need to do something with the pruners, some sort of lubricant, something that maybe is a little bit, safer. But up to you on what you want to use. It's just, I use WD-40 as the example because my father, if you read our newsletters at any point, I swear it's like every article, somehow he figures out a way to put in WD-40 for something. You know, planting bulbs, WD-40. You get the idea. Anyways, cleaning them up, getting them sharpened, getting them lubricated so it's easier to prune things with. We want to make sure our blades on everything are sharp, including the mower. The pruners, so that when you do make some cuts, they're not ragged edges, they're clean cuts. Ragged edges doesn't allow a grass blade or a shoot or a branch to form a perfect callus so that it can actually do what you're looking for it to do. So sharpening those blades is super important. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.